Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
So the gospel today, Jesus, in a very particular way, is putting the Holy Spirit, breathing the Holy Spirit on the apostles in the upper room. And he's giving them a continuation of his mission. And what was his mission? The forgiveness of sins, to reconcile us to God. See, there's a barrier between our hearts and souls and God. And what is that barrier? That barrier is sin. And how is that barrier removed? By the power of God, by the Spirit of God, who comes to us to unite us to God, to put the gifts and the power of God within us. And that power was given to the apostles, and then the apostles are to bring it to the world, to you and to me. You know, a wonderful truth to reflect on for a few minutes this evening is that you have been chosen by God to receive the Holy Spirit. You wouldn't be here tonight if you weren't. And here you are, and God has chosen you to receive his Spirit. You know, this is a fundamental truth. You cannot save yourself. God has to save you, and he has. And he has sent the Holy Spirit into the world to bring us into relationship with him. So we can't save ourselves, but we sure can screw it up, okay? We can blow it. We can mess it up. We can walk away. We can turn our back on God's power. But we're not going to do that, are we? I hope and pray not. I hope and pray that we receive this good news, that we have been chosen by Almighty God to receive the gift of salvation and the life of the Spirit in your soul. But you do have to cooperate. You do have to welcome God's presence. You have to welcome God's wisdom, his understanding, his knowledge, his power. And as certainly as you can welcome it, you can refuse it. A few years ago, about 15 years ago, I was a seminarian. I was about to be ordained a deacon. I couldn't preach yet. The next weekend, I would be able to preach. And I was going from Fatima in Biloxi with Father Patty Munkler. Many of you know Father Patty. We were driving from Fatima in Biloxi to Van Cleve. He was going to do a baptism. And it's a long drive from there to there. And we were talking about the upcoming weekend. And he said to me, this is Saturday afternoon, he says, "Mike, if you were preaching tomorrow, what would you preach about?" I don't think he had a sermon written yet. So it was the Saturday before Pentecost. And I thought, what would I preach about? And I said, "You know, Father Patty, I'd tell them that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are real. That they're real. That we can really receive the gifts and the life and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's real. That if we want them, if we desire them, if we hunger and thirst for them, God has poured them on the world and they will come to us." That's what I would preach about. And they are. And I tell you that tonight. I'm going to ask you a question. What do you want? What do you want out of life? One of my favorite passages in the Bible. One of my favorite passages in the Bible. It's got so many layers, so many things going on. We have Jesus. He's down around Jericho. And he's in Jericho. And there's a blind man sitting next to the side of the road. And some of you know this story. And Jesus is coming out of the city, and he's making a commotion. And the blind man knows that there's a big crowd following this man named Jesus. And there's Jesus. And the blind man is calling out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." An interesting little component of the story is the apostles get in the way. The apostles are like, hey, you know, shut up, leave him alone. And then Jesus says, no, let him. Let him. And so the blind man is brought over before Jesus, and Jesus looks at the blind man, and he asks him a question. What does he ask him? Very disappointed in this crowd. The vigil mass last night, they knew the answers, okay? So the blind man is standing in front of Jesus, and Jesus asks him a question. He says, what do you want me to do for you? So we imagine ourselves. Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? And what do you imagine the blind man said? I want to see. What do you want God to do for you? Do you want the Holy Spirit? Do you? Do you want the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Is that what you want? I want to be wise. I want to have knowledge. I want to have understanding. I want to be courageous in the things of God's Spirit. You know, if you want to learn English, what do? You study hard. You learn about words and vocabulary and syntax and all of those things. If you want to be a good athlete, what do? You got to work out. You got to exercise. You want to be holy? Do you? See, some people don't. Do you? You want to have the wisdom of God? You want to have the power of God, the knowledge of God? Because if you want those things, the Spirit of God will come to you. But if you turn your back on them, well, there you go. You know, I don't know what you're going to remember about this homily when it's all said and done. But it's not a homily about politics. It's a homily about the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to mention a member of the political reality of the world today, and this is Mr. Joe Biden. You know, Mr. Joe Biden, he wants to be the President of the United States, right? And when you want to be the President of the United States, what do? You campaign. You make speeches. You raise money. You establish a platform. You try to garner support. That's what you do. So that's what Mr. Biden's out doing. Now, I wonder, is he praying for the gift of the Holy Spirit? I wonder if he's asking God for the guidance of the Spirit. And we'll get back to him in a minute, okay? But I want to know what you're asking for. What are you seeking? How do you pray? You know, sometimes I have to get up and talk in front of people. Sometimes I have to teach lessons. And sometimes I'm not as confident as I could be in what I'm about to do. And so somebody a few years ago recommended to me, pray this prayer. Some of you are very familiar with this prayer. And here it goes. Don't pray along with me. Just listen and pray in your hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolation through Christ our Lord. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible tells us to strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. And we got to hunger and thirst for them. We've got to want them in a sense. I'm going to quote for you a little passage from a man named Saint Hilary of Portes. And Saint Hilary gave this sermon about the Holy Trinity and about the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to read a bit, so you'll forgive me as I read for a moment here. But he said, our Lord has described the purpose of the Spirit's presence in us. Let us listen to his words. Now these are the words of Jesus. John 16, Jesus said, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. It is to your advantage that I go away, and if I go, I will send you the Advocate. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, and he will guide you into all truth. End of quote from Jesus. Back to St. Hilary. Since our weak minds cannot comprehend the Father or the Son, we have been given the Holy Spirit as an intermediary, as an advocate to shed light on the doctrine of our faith, the incarnation of God. We receive the Spirit of truth so that we can know the things of God. In order to grasp this, consider how useless the faculties of the human body would be if they were denied their exercise. Our eyes cannot fulfill their task without light. Our ears cannot react without sound vibrations. In the absence of odor, our nostrils are ignorant of their function. Not that these senses would lose their power if they were not used. Rather, they demand objects of experience in order to function. It is the same with your human soul. Unless it absorbs the gift of the Spirit through faith, the ability to know God lacks the light necessary for that knowledge. You understand what I just said? Just as our eyes need light to see, so our soul needs the Holy Spirit to experience God. And so we desire the reception of the Holy Spirit. Do you want to receive the Holy Spirit? You certainly can. It's real. And God will lead us into this knowledge of Him. But unfortunately, we live in a world where the things of God are not always the first thing people want. Because if you want something more than you want God, that'll get in the way. If you want to be the star quarterback, more. If you want to be rich, more. If you want to be the president, more. If you want to be popular, more. Then the things of God will fade away. So, my brothers and sister, we go back to the blind man standing in front of Jesus. And he says, "What do you want? What do you want for me to do for you?" Wisdom, understanding, the light of the Spirit, counsel, knowledge, courage, piety, the fear of the Lord, these gifts of God, different kinds of gifts in different directions or amounts for different people in different places in their lives. So our man Joe Biden wants to be president of the United States. I'm not at all sure he's praying for the wisdom of God. You know, a few decades ago, there was an amendment, a law passed by the United States Congress. And this law passed, Joe Biden supported it. He encouraged it. He voted for it. He pushed it. And this law was called the Hyde Amendment. Some of you have heard of this. Some of you know what I'm talking about. And this law said that federal tax dollars, your tax money and mine, would not be used to provide abortions. Now old Joe is getting wise in his old age, right? The wisdom of God has come to him, and now he says, "Oh no, I'm not sure." Now he thinks maybe we should allow your federal tax dollars to pay for abortion. I'm not sure that's the wisdom. Now, I'm not going to judge Mr. Biden. Almighty God is going to judge Mr. Biden. And as I said a few minutes ago, this homily is not about politics. What's it about? It's about the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And what are they? Wisdom and knowledge and understanding and courage and fear of the Lord. And if you want those gifts, they're real, but if you want something more than you want them, you can stand before Almighty God, and you won't. You won't ask for the light of wisdom and to see through the lens of God. So I pray today on this Pentecost Sunday that you and I, that we would know that the gifts of God are real. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. That prayer and the rest of it's on the front page of the bulletin this week. Take one home, put it in your Bible, pray it. The gifts of the Spirit are real.
Thank you.